Glass Tiger plays Sunday of the May long weekend at the first annual Lake Town Rock Festival. Sam Reed, who's been with the band since day one, is on the phone. Sam, I was listening intently to a Tears for Fears song, and it kind of struck me how they and Glass Tiger pretty much ruled the 80s. And then I realized how eerily similar a lot of the music is. So, you know, I thought I'd get the conspiracy theory going. So have you and Tears for Fears ever been photographed together?
Never seen us in the same room together.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge Tears for Fears fan. Pale Shelter was one of my favorite tracks. It's not one of the more obscure tracks, but I love that track.
Alan had a pretty major health scare a while back. We trust he's doing well.
You know, yes, of course. And he's had a bit of a rough year. We took a year off going into our 30th anniversary to let him recover from the mild stroke. And we're very, very fortunate. He's been working out. He's in great shape, singing great. We've been recording in Nashville. And we're really excited about the summer and getting back out again. He's in great form again.
Well, I'm glad to hear he's a fellow survivor. Please give him our very best.
I definitely will. And like I said, we were very, very concerned. And of course, Alan is a trained, not that it matters when you're going through this, but a greater awareness. Alan is a registered nurse. I mean, that by trade. So he's very aware and has, you know, dealt with patients through the years of being a nurse. It's been many years since then. But, you know, he's well aware of how lucky he is on a lot of levels. Yeah.
Yeah. The band has a lot of military connections. You played a lot of shows for the armed forces. You're an honorary colonel. Do you have any official duties?
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially a PR role. It came out of the work that we've done with the military. The offer was presented to me, whether I would consider it. I'm now 6 years and still currently been extended, and I absolutely love it. We've enjoyed all of the tours overseas and domestically that we've done and get a chance to play for our troops. So I really enjoy the honorary colonel gig, and, you know, basically you get to go to functions, and my favorite part is really going in and spending time with the squadron and learning what they do. I'm attached to a maintenance squadron, and I have a huge respect for why the planes stay in the air now. So I really appreciate the work that those guys do to make sure the wheels stay on.
I'm saluting you, literally.
Well, I never look at plane maintenance the same way. It's tricky work, and it's often out of sight, unseen. But I'll tell you, I mean, the pilots, you talk to any pilots, they usually get the glory in that, but they have huge respect for their maintainers.
Yeah, unsung heroes right there. One of your greatest songs is quite military. It's also the fastest-selling debut in Canadian music history. Tell me about the Thin Red Line, which, if I'm not mistaken, comes to us from 1854.
Yeah, it's I'll mispronounce this probably, but the Argyle and Southern Highlanders, and it's a regiment that fought in, it's a Crimean, I mean, I've got to go fact check now, but the Scottish regiment and the Thin Red Line, they were affectionately known as Thin Red Line because they were so ruthless that when they fought in battle and the front row would fall, it was basically another line right behind them and another line right behind them, and they're a very famous regiment, and when Alan heard the music, he took it in that direction, and it was one of those tracks that just came to life. It felt like it belonged to have a military kind of vibe about it, and then we got a chance to shoot a video with a reenactment of a battle over in England and that, so it was like filming a mini movie, and it was terrific. It's one of our favorite tracks to this date.
The hands of time is broken for the chosen one.
Glass Tiger are on the queue with the Thin Red Line. Talking with Glass Tiger keyboard whiz Sam Reed. Sam, from what you were saying earlier, we can look forward to some new music from the band.
We've spent a lot of time recently in the last 6 months while we've been getting the band back up to speed for these summer concerts. We've been commuting back and forth, working in Nashville at Johnny Reed's studio and connection through Alan, him being Scottish lads. We're talking about working on some stuff together. Johnny is a huge GT fan. He said when he first came to Canada, he wore out his copy of Thin Red Line, and we got chatting with him, and he said, guys, you know, I've got a great setup down here. We should get together and work on some things. So there's some stuff in the pipeline coming that we're there. We start again next week, and we've been going back and forth, chipping away at some new music, which will come out later in the late summer or early fall.
Fantastic. Final question. Are you still searching?
Always. That's another song. The shows, a lot of people come out to the shows and they'll say, oh, I forgot about My Town, or I forgot about I'm Still Searching someday. And that it's we're just one of those bands where when you get together and you see the concert, it's kind of a walk down memory lane. And a lot of people, you know, they remember Don't Forget Me or Someday. And then we play Thin Red Line and stuff like that. And it's like old home week. So it's great.
It's going to be great to see you guys again. We hope you have fun in your travels, and we'll see you in just over a month.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Glass Tiger are part of the Sunday lineup of the Lake Town Rock Festival on the May long weekend. Get your ticket and camping info on the concerts page at theq.fm and join us for music like this. It's Glass Tiger, I'm Still Searching on 100.3 The Q.